Morning, Eric. KO4HGX.
Morning, Eric.
Morning, Patrick.
10C9B.
Just KO4NXY, David.
Morning, David.
Morning, David. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. I'm on my second cup of coffee.
He was on a second one. Morning, David.
Good morning. I'll be around. KF4NXY.
This morning, David.
You too. Y'all have a good day. KF4NXY.
Have a good day yesterday.
Didn't get rained on too much, so it was a good day.
I had an interesting day yesterday. We, day before yesterday, I guess Sunday, we found a generator house, a house free generator. It was on Craigslist for $50. Unfortunately, it was all the way over at Bryson City, but a beautiful day for a ride. So we went over and picked it up with the big trailer. And, man, it's a beast. But it's a really nice house. The guy was definitely OCD on his building.
Have a whole house generator?
8,500 watt. It's a smaller generator, but I powered up to the house and run a few things if need be. I haven't used it much. For $50 to get the generator out of my garage, free up some space.
That'd be good. More space to put stuff, right?
Probably what happens, right, Eric?
Morning biscuit or Diet Coke.
You there, but yeah, that's what he's doing. Smoke stock got his morning breakfast. New road trip over there Sunday. It rained all morning. It rained while I hooked up the trailer. Rained all the way out there. As soon as we got up there, clear blue sky. And I said, man, perfect timing. This guy says, you don't want to wait till like Wednesday or Sunday later on in the week when it's nicer? I said, I can't live by the weather, man. You never know what it's going to do.
True. They tell you one thing and it do the exact opposite anyway.
True. NC9B.
Did you get much rain over your way last night?
Even, man. It came down a frog strangler. I mean, it came down heavy. And, I was like, man, I'm so glad I got a car for it.
W Mobile. Hi, Ken. Hope you and the missus had a good weekend on your camping trip.
Can't complain at all.
Over the weekend there, Ken, passed a guy with a camper and a truck. I said, yeah, you never know.
W2JKT.
Trip.
You got a new radio recently or something?
FT857D. In my truck.
Buddy, I have a really hard time understanding you.
Well, the other radio.
On now, it just sounds like the audio has no high frequency content. I don't know if it's this crappy speaker I have in my car, but yeah, I have a hard time understanding you.
Investigate that.
Radio is me, and he doesn't seem to have any trouble, so maybe it's something with my setup.
Radio, yes. I'm on the Audi 5100 this morning, right now. And you're a little hard for me to understand. It's like there's a noise in the background for me.
Yeah, all low end, there's very little mid range, very little high frequency. It sounds like it's kind of washed out and muddled.
Let's investigate that.
Traffic on 290.
Welcoming you home.
to the red light and do a right on red, but it's like, man, there was a continuous line of cars the whole red light. Another camping trip last night for Hunting Island for Labor Day.
Be really nice.
Metro. It's supposed to be South Carolina's number one park.
In for Labor Day.
About six or eight spots open for the whole week. And I meant to snag one.
A lot of campgrounds having like two or three night minimums now. Like if you book Friday night, you have to also book Saturday and Sunday night.
Several I ran into that were that way, especially if it was around a holiday. So there was a few that they had about 20 spots. If you picked those, you had to book for the whole week.
Well, my field day camping trip, because Courtney and I had something come up for that weekend, but we're still going to Beach Mountain up in July.
Andrew, KO4HK.
4 KFW.
Morning, JKT.
Morning, Andrew, NC9B.
Had to wait for the rain to clear. I jumped in my truck and the bottom fell out. Didn't last too long.
Winter comes through Shelby this morning. All the roads were steaming this morning on my way in, but it didn't last very long.
A lot of rain yesterday?
A pretty heavy storm last night. I don't know, about 8:30, quarter to 9. For about 30 minutes. And it rained the rest of the night.
And what do we got? And you're going to be on today, Patrick.
It's Tuesday. I'll be in Cherrydale all day today.
I know where you're having lunch.
Puerto Morte. And then tonight, the backhoe guys are getting together, so we'll go to it. I'll be down on 290. That way I can get the truck washed tonight. I don't care if it's raining or not.
Truck out.
Beacon.
Bigger that one. Oh, is that the one over there? It's on the left-hand side as I'm going to work. Okay.
Going into the black hole, so I'll be back out on the other side. KO4HK.
Gonna lose Susan's mom this past weekend. Her man, she was just struggling to stand up. They ended up taking her to the emergency room, and that she had some kind of bleeding ulcer or something.
Low blood pressure.
In the over 40 when she got to the hospital.
Care of.
In a bad spot.
I just said I hope they got her taken care of.
Hey, they gave her some steroids or something, and then she had quit taking her Prilosec, and the steroids affected the ulcer or something, and that. So they finally took her off of that and told her she couldn't come off that Prilosec.
The hard way that you can't just stop taking Prilosec, you have to wean yourself off of it.
She lives with my sister-in-law, and my sister-in-law went to Cancun for a week about the time she started that stuff. So it's a good thing it happened after she got back.
It would have been awful if there were nobody there.
Like we saw her Saturday, man, she looked really bad. It was at a memorial service for one of Susan's cousins. Man, she looked bad. You had to help her to the car. She was barely making it.
Reducers, if you just stop taking them, your stomach acid just goes sky high, and if you have an ulcer or something, it'll definitely make it bleed. You gotta just, when I stopped taking it, I had the same problem, and so I had to, like, go back on it, and then, like, take it every other day for a while, and then take it every 3 days for a while, and then just kind of wean myself off of it.
Camp spot down at Edisto, but man, that wasn't happening.
Nope.
Campground. Now, you can always find something at Live Oaks, but I don't know if you've ever stayed at Live Oaks there for Edisto.
Is it not or is it like primitive camping?
I double with you. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Eric.
if it was like, if they didn't have hookups and if it was just, you know, boondocking or whatever.
It has, best I remember, it had power and water and that, but it's like, you know, half a mile inland, same state park, but it's like, man, you're in the middle of the woods, and I mean, mosquitoes, they'll tote you off, and I mean, it's really thick, and I mean, you can't see, like, the next campground, you know, camp spot from your camp spot, and that, and it's like, man, the mosquitoes about toted us off.
We're on the island, which is right on the beach, and the other ones, before you get to the island, on the right, it's, yeah, mosquito land. This is many times in my cruiser when I worked out there.
Campgrounds where you can't go outside because the mosquitoes will just eat you alive.
How it was at Hunting Island, but I'm a little closer to the beach this time, and I'm going to definitely put on some mosquito repellent every single day, whether I see mosquitoes or not.
Turtle season down there, where they either come in or the eggs hatch?
No, I know I pick September because that's when the bait fish are usually running and it's good fishing from the beach. I know in May, I was been down there one other time in May and it was the horseshoe crab mating season. The scene from Forrest Gump down there on that island.
Grandfather Mountain, I think, when Courtney and I went there hiking, they had a little plaque about it.
I was just saying that. You mean like a bubblegum shrimp company?
Scene where he was toting his buddies out of the jungle, and then he'd go back in and get another one, tote him out. It was that scene. It was on Hunting Island.
In Edis, though, I worked one of the Jim Carrey movies, When Nature Calls. I was security on one of the sets there.
Talking about Grandfather Mountain.
I've seen Forrest Gump up at Grandfather Mountain, the one where he was running, and he was coming up around this, like, hairpin turn or something, I think. And they have a little plaque up there where you can, you know, read about it. But Courtney and I saw that when we were up there one time.
DFW Mobile.
And V-Mobile.
Starting to get some rain here at 290.
Since I left the house.
Waiting on me until I got the old Rutherford Road there again.
The rain, KO4CEO.
Remember back in the late 70s, Dodge came out with that little red express truck. Weekend, he has one of those. It's a pretty cute little truck.
A cute would be the word for it, right?
3,000 original miles on it.
A Jeep came out with a little pickup truck.
A nice heavy-duty truck.
None of those, and he had nothing but problems with it. The Jeep, was the one that had a big slope back, and it was Comanche or something like that. Had a hard top on it, you can take the hard top off. That's why I learned the driver stick shift in. That was a tough little truck, tough little vehicle.
I don't remember which one it was. It was pretty heavy duty though. And it had a pretty good sized bed on it.
I had a car for the wife, I'd get teased at her and said, yeah, we'll get you on this Hyundai little pickup truck. I forget what they called it now.
A fuel station to get back.
Boy, go ahead, kid.
At the wedding venue, it was so far out in the country that I was scared I wasn't going to be able to find a darn gas station to get back.
I had a bigger fuel tank to my big truck so I can not worry about having to stop every 20 minutes with my camper.
We'd already made it to the campground for you, and finally when I had to take a left, and when I looked to the right, I saw the price sign, so on the way coming back, I managed to get in there.
The half tank rule. If it gets to half a tank, fill it back up.
And about, we went down 85 to about 10 miles into Georgia, and then we took a bunch of back roads to get down that way.
That way, Tuckaloo Campground, it's up there by Tacoa. I thought it was a real nice campground around Lake Hartwell.
Yeah, that's fine.
Helene, Georgia, and then we were left there. That's where we ended up at the Tuckaloo. That was our next camp spot. And I told my daughter, said, bring, you know, you come on down, bring the grandkids with you. She came down, spent a couple of days, had a great time.
I thought about you at the campground I was at. It was four couples that they were all camping together and that. There was 13 total kids.
That's a lot. That can't be me, because I can't ever find nobody. You know, none of my family want to do anything like that. But it's always just me and the wife and kids.
We're all from about, I don't know, 5 to maybe 7 or 8 years old. They all had little scooters or little bicycles and that. It was pretty nice to see them enjoying it.
Back in Seneca, at church, that this family had 9 children, and they would come to church in 2 full-size SUVs. It was pretty wild.
All right, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good day, KN4TFW.
Have a great day, WTJKT.
Have a great day, Andrew. Take care. Stay dry. NC9B.
Hear all the frogs in the background on that video?
I did. It reminded me of good old supper time. Look at the frogs and the whole choir going, the crickets, everything else.
Not so loud. It was freaking the dog out.
It started that monster rain yesterday after it quit. I went outside, put my bicycle back in the shed, and dogs went out with me, and there's a big old toad sitting here on the patio. The dog went right by. I didn't even see him. Dogs, you know, what kind of watchdogs are you?
But that raccoon, it's the first raccoon she ever seen. He stopped, and he looked, and he just turned around and went the other way.
I came home from work, and one of my dogs had killed a squirrel and brought it in the house, and it was just like sitting there on his dog bed with it.
Eric, my little chihuahua, he likes killing moles. Yeah, he'll get a mole. I got a picture of him. I'll get your number one day. I'm sending it to you. He's got his mole in his mouth. He's just as proud as he can be about getting that mole. And he brings it in the house, and the wife says, he's got something. Get him out of here. His mole. Get a care of it before I shoot him out. Done that like 2 or 3 times.
Rabbits, man, you can catch a rabbit in a heartbeat. Here in Hunting Island, I'm close enough to the beach, and it's a little bit clearer that the raccoons won't be there. Because, man, I was covered up in them last night.
We're on a bike ride yesterday. We were almost home, and we heard this little sound coming from some of the bushes along the side of the road, and we stopped, and it ended up this little kitten all by himself, no mama cat, no other kittens around, so we picked it up and brought it home, but that was, I guess somebody maybe picked up mama and the other kittens and just didn't get that one, or it just wandered off or something.
Last year when I found mine, he was just in the backyard meowing in the bushes, and then he's been around ever since.
Last night, and put it in one of the kids' rooms with a crate, a litter box, and stuff like that. And it was up all night meowing for Mama, like it was doing when we found him. And clearly he got separated from, his little litter or whatever. But, we're going to take him to the vet tomorrow and get him the shots and the exam and stuff. And we gave him a dewormer, and we're going to try to find a home for him.
Going camping the next day, and I picked him up, gave him some food and water and that. And then we went camping, and when we got back, he was still there.
Dad, it's yours.
Animal control looks at it. He feeds the cat. That's your cat.
has an ordinance that says if you provide the necessities of life for a stray animal for 3 days, you are considered the owner in terms of the the ordinances and stuff. But I think that's also to help, establish claims, because, if somebody, just turns their dog loose or abandons it or something, it helps prevent them getting it back.
Pulling up at work, so I'm almost fine with you. Y'all have a great day. 73, stay dry. Catch you down the log. NC9B.
73, Leon. Have a good day. Be safe out there. KN4, GFW.
Drive safe and stay dry. This is WTJKT.
73X, or Leon, KO4HKX. I'm back, Eric and Ken.
Boy, dispatch me, and he's got these flashing lights on the back. It's like, man, they're seriously bright.
Gentlemen, KO4MUF.
Jody, KO4HKX here.
Good morning, Jody, KN4KFW. Good to hear you. Hadn't heard you in a while.
Or to you, JKT.
Gentlemen.
Yep, good to be on the radio.
Just again, just enjoying listening to y'all going down the road.
Off game yesterday.
Fun. Just enjoyed the day out there, played some pretty decent golf and just had some good time with them folks.
Good. Hopefully you got it in between range hours.
Top on us up there. But from about that time on, it pretty much dies out. I guess it's too hot for the normal golfers, so there's usually ain't nobody else out there on the course, which makes it fun.
All day, that's for sure.
Hey, we gotta go see what kind of mud we can push around today.
It's definitely coming down now. I'm at, just passing Malden Road, and it is just coming down.
Because there's blue sky over here on 25.
Being down here close to the interstate, I heard some pretty loud thunder a few minutes ago. It's coming down hard enough that my car has disabled the Super Cruise. It won't do it.
Car up.
We were passing the Ryobi down there, the building closest to the road off the interstate. Looked like it had a couple of antennas on it.
But it might.
Verticals, I didn't know if you guys use radios or what in the factory.
Some teams have commercial, like Motorola DMR radios. So I don't know if we have a repeater on site, but it's possible. Well, South has stopped at 291 here. They were having a merge, but now we're just not moving at all.
Making fun.
When they get done with this construction up here in Spartanburg, it's like, man, the different lanes close on different days and everything, but the signs stay the same.
Irritating. I have the same complaint.
I don't like to try to figure out what the construction crews are doing.
And left lane closed, but it's been saying left lane closed for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden you get up there and it's both left lanes were closed and it went down from 3-1.
I think that they're getting the game plan together at night going, man, let's see how we can really mess these cars up.
Today will be, I have Friday's work and Monday's work waiting on me.
It will be interesting no matter what.
When they finish all that construction, they're just going to start some new project.
Pulling the trailer, and I was coming back from Georgia, and the road was all nice and smooth. Man, as soon as you cross the river there into South Carolina, man, it was about to beat me to death.
One thing I'll give South Carolina, they've got some rough roads.
Last week, my boss is retiring in early July.
Do anything for you, Ken?
It'll make it a good bit better. I'm hoping I'll be able to get rid of a bunch of stuff that, just pack rat hold on to 10-year-old or 15-year-old technology, and it's like it's already obsolete before you try to put it back on.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta figure out what the flavor of the day is every day. That just makes it aggravate.
You see that?
I'm in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3, guys. I hope everybody has a good, safe day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Ken, have a great day. KO4 HGX.
Safe, have a great day. This is W2JKT.
7-3s, Ken. KF4 in the U.S.
Getting cats and dogs here, and traffic's been kind of rough, so I hope you guys have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you guys on the way home this afternoon. Have a good one, man. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear.
KO4HKX.
Careful out there on them wet roads, and enjoy your day. KO4MUF, 7-3s.
It's just me and you, right?
All right, we're going to have our own little party, righty?
So this is your first day back this week?
Work 4 days this week, have a 2-day weekend, and following weekend I'll work 4 days and have a 4-day weekend. So if it ain't flooding or we want to do that, let's jump on it.
For HX, roger that. I'll see if I can get things lined up again.
KO4MUF. David out here anytime? You know what I'm talking about, right?
This morning, briefly.
I was just going to say good morning. I haven't talked to him. I got to text him, I guess. I've been meaning to text him, and it just, you know how things go. Get busy and time just flies by.
That's for sure. He's been on yesterday morning and this morning. Just briefly let us know. Say hello, and that's about it. But, he seems to be doing okay. He's been having some problem with his hearing aids.
Well, I said I got to text him, because if I call him, he don't hear me very good, so it's easier just to text him.
Oxygen definitely has its place, but not my preferred one.
Me and you both, not my preferred one. I tried to explain to the wife.
What project you working on today?
Last Thursday, I guess it was, Wednesday or Thursday, they put me in a recycle center, and I've had to regrade everything around it to get the water away from it, so that's what I've been working on there. Where they come in there with the trucks to pick up the cans, people put all that recycle stuff in there, whoever was here ahead of me had a crown there, so we've been reshaping that to keep water from standing on that concrete. Them guys don't get wet.
Water gets nasty when it stands around.
But I walk in it, I can tell you that. Busy day for you?
My box isn't full, so we'd like to see what we can scratch up on the go. Small ticket items have been selling still, but it's getting no big ticket items. They're hard to come by.
I bet. Right now, everybody's trying to hold on to that dollar if they can, right?
I mean, really can't blame them. Things are getting expensive everywhere.
Everything, man. You just got to shake your head to it. Bigger story yesterday, man. Got the things we just needed for the week, and it was still $80.
By today's standard, that's cheap.
Exactly right.
We're still doing okay. No more problems out of it since the fuse box.
Far, man. Just God bless, man. It was just it seems to be doing very well. Ain't had no issues with it.
Hopefully, it stays that way.
You know, when I go to do my maintenance on it, when I say maintenance, you know, when I look at it, I'll take and I'll always check that fuse box and all the fuses.
That's something simple. Just walk by and give every one of them a little run the hand over it.
It just takes a minute, and, you know, with these roads up here and it's been a one time,
It will shake it if you ain't careful.
You're try driving this beast here around.
Under shattered.
How much on the air ride seat? That thing drives me crazy bouncing around.
You're driving low boy today with these guys, man. I put the seat on the ground. That's just the way I came up.
Still a day in C9V.
Hi, radio's still in the truck.
Every day, swapping in and out. I got a truck here that only has 87,000 miles on it. I feel like royalty.
Good. Well, good morning to you, Leon.
Good to hear you in there. Sorry I missed you, but let me get my, what do you call this thing, my pre-trip done. And seen that me.
Trip, I'm just going to say good morning to you, Leon, while I can. And Mr. Patrick, I'm back into my little spot, so I'm going to tell you good morning, and I'll let you enjoy your conversation again with Mr. Leon. You be safe and careful on these roads today to be wet, and I'll say 7-3s on your final.
It'd be good to talk to you this morning, and maybe we'll catch you on your way home this afternoon. I'll be out late this evening.